Cook County, Illinois, more than a quarter of a million people are on relief, or welfare as it's called nowadays. Last December, the county spent $14.5 million on food and rent money for welfare recipients. The daily food allowance for a family of four is $2.54. You can get by on that if you know how to shop for food and if you know how to prepare it without waste. To help people on welfare to learn those things, the county runs classes for mothers in shopping for the best bargains and in cooking without waste. Mrs. Mildred Harris teaches one of those classes.
We have found that most people get enough of meat, bread, and potatoes, but not enough of fruit, vegetables, and milk. And who knows the difference in the non-fat dry milk and the evaporated or the whole milk? What makes the difference?
Well, that's the milk that's all the fat has been taken out.
The fat has been taken out in what else?
In water.
Water. This is the only difference in non-fat dry milk and whole milk. The fat and the water have both been removed. And this is a large carton that makes 14 quarts, and it's $1.19. And this would run you on the average of about 9 cents per quart. Now, you see how much money you would save if you bought non-fat dry milk at 9 cents per quart compared to whole milk at 26 cents per quart or even evaporated milk at 16 cents per quart.
My children don't like non-fat dry milk.
They don't like non-fat dry milk. Well, suppose you can't afford to buy whole milk.
Well, sometimes I always mix a little chocolate in there with it, or they would like it much better. Now, since I did that, they seem to like it just as well. They would like the whole.
You know, we have to be artists at working with these children. So what you do, make the milk up overnight while they're in bed and put it in an empty milk carton. And maybe they will not realize the fact that this is non-fat dry milk.
Practical lesson in how to make a cheap but nutritious meatloaf is given by Mrs. Lenora Collins.
We're using the ingredients which you can buy on a small budget. We have 3/4 pound of brown meat. The meat was purchased at 39 cents per pound. We have oatmeal. We have the non-fat dry milk, tomatoes, onions, salt, and pepper. This meatloaf does not contain the eggs, the green pepper, and the celery, which perhaps you'll use, because they are an expensive ingredient. We think that you're going to like it, and it usually make a big hit with all of our ladies.
Mrs. Harris describes some typical meals for people on welfare.
Well, what's in each meal? What's in breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Well, in breakfast, they have oatmeal, toast, grapefruit juice, non-fat dry milk. For lunch, they have a peanut butter sandwich, carrot sticks, oatmeal cookies, and milk. For dinner, they have egg, potato, and cheese casserole. This is the main dish. And they have green beans and a Waldorf salad, which consists of apples and raisins, more or less, bread, butter, non-fat dry milk.
Mrs. Harris, if left to themselves, what would they be more apt to spend their money on?
Well, left to themselves, they would be more or less prone to spend their money for more or less meat and potatoes. And they would leave out a lot of milk, a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Would you ever have a woman who says, well, that egg casserole is all very well, but my husband would rather have pork chops?
Yes, but we always point out the fact that on a limited budget, they cannot have pork chops.
How much does each meal cost per person?
Well, each meal would cost, they vary. Now, the breakfast would cost 12 cents each. The lunch would cost 14 cents, and the dinner would cost 40 cents.
What's the total offhand, do you know? My arithmetic.
The total would be 66 cents.
Today, the welfare recipients picketed the county building asking for more money for more food. But the state director of public aid says they can't have any more money. Last year, he ordered cutbacks in the program. And that's led a former director of state public aid to say that while President Johnson has ordered war on poverty, the state of Illinois has ordered war on the poor. This is Hughes Rudd in Chicago.